When you make the correction, really our apples-to-apples comparison for government-wide expenditures and revenues is a little over $7.8 million.
Right, and gets it back in line with where we've been in the past.
Because we do have to pay off the bond in April, and that's $4.2 million. Of course, we have the contract with Hopkinsville Electric, Pinerolo Electric, that's $1 million. Mm-hmm. And then there's some ancillary one-time expenditures in some of the minor accounts that also cause a little bit of a difference between being able to compare between fiscal years. With those corrections, that's where you get to about the $1.2 million in savings. Right. So it's about two-thirds of the cost savings we need to recognize to be able to balance the budget. So just keep in mind that this budget proposal, while balanced, is in and of itself not sustainable in the long run.